views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome, 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 welcome. One more. Welcome.
There you go.
Yeah.
Covered it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yep. Coming to you live from Bellevue, Washington, right here in the KKNW studios. One of the rare things that I get to do these days. And boy, Benny, how I do miss it.
It's like a unicorn. It's a unicorn sighting.
It's a unicorn. Right? It's like a unicorn.
All about rainbows.
It's about rainbows.
Sparkles.
And I was told this morning by a gentleman that passed me in the lobby out there, it's all about the blue blazer look today.
Yeah, he's
sporting it. He told me, he says, okay, we went shopping at the same place. And I said, yes, we did. What a great day it is for many, many reasons. One is that I'm very grateful these days for a number of different things. But I want to say, I have a very special guest today, Benny. And I think the first time that I ever heard the word Akashic was by my guest. And this is somebody, yes, for those of you out there, you're thinking, really, Pat? Yeah, I was late to the game. I was late to the game. And what I mean by being late to the game, and what I mean by saying that is, I was late to this arena of metaphysics, spirituality, and the whole idea of what holistic living was about. And that started for me at about, from a media perspective, 2003. So that's when it kind of kicked up and started for me then. And one of the first people that came to the forefront and started to talk about the Akashic Records, or at least I heard her talk about the Akashic Records, was Maureen St. Germain. And one of the things I loved is to hear her talk about ways of life, vast knowledge, energetic imprints, as she would call them, and just be able to take this journey with her, sometimes up close and personal, sometimes from afar, sometimes with her doing a show on our network. Whatever that was, the message was very clear. And today, I get to connect with Maureen again. You know, the founder of Transformational Enterprises, Akashic Record Guides International, and much more. But her message never wavered. And what I mean by that is that if you're doing this for, like, this is our 15th year here, next year will be our 10th year with Transformation Talk Radio. And if you're doing this that long, people ask me, are you ever surprised? And here's my answer. Every day, every show, it's a new learning experience. I am a student, and I don't assume to know what people like Maureen St. Germain knows. Today, we are going to talk about what it means to open the Akashic Records and what does it mean to meet your record keepers and discover your soul's purpose. And so this is a very, very important message because we seem to be wanting to figure things out from a place that is so far removed from ancient wisdom. It's going to make my head explode. Maureen, it's great to have you. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's like old home week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a coming home.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is awesome. look, I got to ask you a question. I know we're going to talk about the book and we're going to take calls. But I got to ask you a question. I was very clear in introducing you, and I really meant it. You know, my experience of you, your message, what you've committed to in this lifetime, your purpose, unwavering, really. And I want to ask you, in the past years that you've been doing this, and now with this latest book, Opening the Akashic Records, I want to ask you this question. What is it about you and your journey that has changed? How have you become transformed as a result of you saying yes to your passion and purpose in life?
I think that like you said, every day I learn something new. Every day I adapt. Every day I listen to the questions and the information that's being given to me. And that changes me every day. You know, I knew when I was a little girl that I was going to do something to help humans and to help humanity. I knew when I had my children that I was going to be doing this. And I remember finding an old cassette tape that I had made for myself. You know, it's kind of a vision type thing where I had said that, you know, I would be working with individuals and helping them with their spiritual progress and process. There was a time that when I was still working in corporate and you know, doing both my spiritual leadership as well as corporate work, that I thought this was just a nice hobby and that it was gentle and gave me a lot of satisfaction. And I loved my corporate job, but I loved my spiritual stuff better. And one day some things happened at the job, and I went to the altar and said, okay, if I'm supposed to do this full time, I relinquish my need
right.
for a paycheck.
Yeah.
And everything changed. 2 weeks later, I had a pink slip, a generous check, a yeah. friendly departure. And I will tell all of our audience, the most important thing that you can do for yourself is to be willing to change. Because the world as you know it, the world as you knew it, is not the world that we live in. And that's a big aha. Oh, my gosh. And when you get that, then the perspective changes. Because the energy is already supporting a new way of being. And that new way eliminates scorekeeping, eliminates judgment, eliminates the need to be right or wrong. So it's a new way of thinking.
Yeah.
It's very, very different from what we think the world is and what the, you know, mainstream world would want us to think, because they're trying to perpetuate what has always been in the past.
Yeah. You know, Maureen, I'm so glad you said that, because you and I, we have very similar history, you know, with our corporate careers. When people hear you and I talk about the fact that we've had a corporate career, they kind of look and they say, what? And we've had very successful corporate careers. But then something happened. See, I kind of jokingly say that what happened to me was that an alien took over my body. My friend Tina Irwin, who works with ghosts, and she said, no, it was like a ghost. But the point is this. Here we are today. And, you know, what I love about being able to talk with you is I love being able to talk about what is available to us. And I want to ask you this question, especially, I have your book, by the way, just so you know, and FYI, I read the book, so I'm not going to necessarily ask all those questions they send to me. One of the things that I was struck by out of the gate, and I've read all your books, one of the things I want to talk with you about when we come back from break is right out of the gate, this is your message, or this is the message from the records, the Akashic Records. Your world elevated. Your world elevated. why would you want to access the Akashic Records? When we come back, we're going to talk about that and much more. For those of you out there, this is a live call-in show, as we like to talk about it, 1-800-930-2819. But when we come back, what is it that demystifies this access for each and every one of us? And how will this access help us with our lives, the slide and the glide? And so here's what I'm struck by as I am rewatching Game of Thrones. And I watched the scene from one of the older episodes where Jon Snow and they're climbing the wall. They're climbing the wall. And when you trip and fall and you're climbing the wall, how tightly will you hold on to reach the pinnacle of what you want to achieve? And if you did it, how much would you have to trust? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with my very special guest, Maureen St. Germain. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and access a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Thank you.
everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome. So glad to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I am so thrilled to have Maureen St. Germain here. And by the way, we have 6 copies of this fabulous book to give away, and we're going to go ahead and do that. But what I want to do before we do that, Maureen, look, you are out in the world helping all of us understand the power of the Akashic Records. But part of the dilemma for most of us is we don't even know where to begin. And so the conversation in this book, it talks about opening the Akashic Records. And we have 6 copies of this book to give away. But before we go there, look, for those folks that don't receive a copy from us today, how can they get a copy? And also, how can we find out more about Maureen St. Germain?
Go to Amazon, go to your local bookstore, or order it at some other bookseller. It's available everywhere. It's also being translated into multiple languages. And if they buy it and then they go to my website and sign up, there is a 4-part series that we are offering for free if you purchase the book. So you have to give us your purchase information, which is very short.
Yep.
And then you get full access to a 4-part series that I did with another Akashic teacher who is not part of my lineage.
Wow.
And part of my message, part of the reason I did that, is to send that message that we are all in this together. And it would be like, you know, the Volvo dealer and the BMW dealer having a big sale together. And it was purposeful. There is friendship here, and there was great information that came through in those interviews that we did. We did it over a 4-week period, and it's phenomenal. We had a live audience and lots of questions. So that's a bonus that they can have when they buy the book, and that's only available for the month of May. And you have to go to my blog post to pick it up, and I wrote a 3-part blog post also on the Akashic Records and the who, what, when, why, and what for, so you would begin to understand the benefit of learning this tool. A lot of people don't even understand what the records are, so maybe you want to start there?
Yeah, I want to start there, because I want to start a little bit somewhere else, but the answer is going to be where you're going. So I want to start at this place of when I talk to people, and I know you talk to people, and folks are, first of all, we're all in the energy of Jupiter and Sagittarius hanging out this year. So that's number one, if we're thinking about that. But what does that even mean? So here's the way it was explained to me by a person I met having coffee. They said, look, we have got this enormous energy to do, like you say, Pat, create a better world. But we're stumbling over ourselves. We're looking for a map. You know, we listen to what you and the folks on the show talk about. And they asked me an interesting question. How did you get started? And so my answer was, I dialed the wrong phone number. Now, but that's why you're here. Because even if you dial the wrong phone number, Maureen, you have to have some kind of something not to hang up. That's what this book is about. It's about dialing a phone number and knowing how to begin the journey that will open things up. But tell me a little bit about why this is important now, and what, for many people that don't know, what is it that we should know about the Akashic Records now in this day and age we're living in?
Last answer first. It's for soul growth. When we have the information in the Akashic Records, we actually are able to be more evolved in our behavior, in our thinking, in our feelings, which allow us to bring in more energy and have more loving experiences and get our way more often than not, because we understand what's really going on. The records themselves are a vast database energetically anchored at the 11th dimension. Now, a lot of people will say it's in your DNA. And when I went back to the record keepers and said, look, you know, a lot of well-respected people are saying the Akashic Records are in your DNA. I've never seen it that way, and I want to know what you guys have to say about it. And they said, think of the local library with limited books, and then think of the main library with lots of books. It is a living field. That means you and I don't actually go into the records. We actually go to the threshold, and like working with a reference librarian, they're pulling information for us so that we can have informed decisions. So it's really about learning about your life, the people in your life, your situations, and how things can improve.
You know, I'm really struck by the word opening in the book title, Opening the Akashic Records. And let's go ahead and give a copy of the book away. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I'm really struck by opening. And the reason that that's one of my favorite words these days is because it's about, for me, opening myself on the inside and being open to the world on the outside, but not in the way that I thought about in a previous decade or last year even. There is another aspect of this. And at one point in the book, I think there's a section that you write about keeping your eyes open, keeping your eyes open. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this. Are we here to be able to, first of all, acknowledge that there is a call for us? And are we here, and can we each learn how to access exactly what we need when we need it to get us where we want to go?
The answer is an unrefuted yes. Mm. The eyes open is a big deal. A lot of people say, well, you know, I get better information when I close my eyes. And the guidance that came through the record keepers was, we want you to be fully anchored in your body, in your real life, and connected to us. And I will say, as a mystic, it is our privilege to expand our faculty so that we can do that, not only in the records, but at other times, because we're not learning to be human anymore. Mm. We're learning to be galactic.
Yeah.
We're learning to be multidimensional. And if you're just going to close your eyes, you're going to leave your body. You're not going to remember. You might not even write it down. So keeping your eyes open is a new skill for a lot of people. And it is a deliberate skill that you acquire. But the amazing thing about this is, through a simple process, anyone has access. And it's so simple that you might look at it and say, yeah, right, that's not possible. And that is what's so amazing, because this dispensation came through in the last 15 or so years, to allow humanity to take a step up so we could catch up to our technology. Because our humanity and our technology are not a parity. They are not at the same level. So when you think about how we make decisions at the corporate level and how we make decisions spiritually, they're not even close. And just to give you a for instance, right now, if you own a piece of land, you can cut down a tree. But in a newer, more evolved place, you might have ceremony with the tree. You might invite the tree elemental to move into another tree, or you might plant a tree if you needed that space. It would be done with great respect, not just, okay, this tree's got to come down. Boom.
And let's talk about that, because it really brings to question something I talked about on air last week or the week before. I was really struck by, and I want to talk about this when we come back from break, I was really struck by what's happening in our pop culture. And what I mean by that is, you know, I live with one foot in, you know, the world of metaphysics and the other foot in our pop culture. I can live in both worlds. And here's what I was struck by, the discovery I made when I stepped back a little bit. And I was just looking at what Hollywood, let's use them as an example, but it could be publishers and authors, right, of fiction. What are they creating? What are the television shows that people are drawn to? What are the movies that are blockbuster beyond compare? And is it just about the supernatural or the superhero? Or is there a reason why anyone that has seen the latest Avengers movie, anyone with a heart, can't walk out of there with dry eyes? What is it about us that is open, and how smart are the spirits to be to provide us with insight in some of the strangest ways? When we come back, we're going to talk about the journey, and we're going to talk about what do we use the Akashic Records for? Why have they been made available to us? And why is it us, not just a few people? Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
You've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride Unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Well. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Slide of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you.
Everybody, welcome back. Listen, if you'd like a copy of Opening the Akashic Records by Maureen St. Germain, please give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. And we have a bunch of copies. If we don't give them away all through this show, we're also going to be offering them on Facebook as well. Maureen, again, how can people find out more about you? And then I want to go back to this little awakening I had question and how as it relates to the Akashic Records.
Okay, so you can find me on MaureenStGermain.com, MaureenStGermain.com. You can just Google my name and you'll be taken to my website right away. I have a YouTube channel. You can watch lots of trainings that I've done in various events. My books are sold everywhere. You can buy it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever. And then I also have a very, very focused line of meditation CDs for everything that ails you. And I offer Akashic Records training as well as learning through the book. And we also go on sacred journeys. I've got a sacred journey scheduled for 2020 on the, I think it's the 21st of April for the solstice.
Yeah. So, you know, what we're talking about too, though, and, you know, what you're doing, what we're doing, what others are doing, is we seem to have accelerated the speed and the bandwidth. That's a term I like to use. The bandwidth by which we are bringing whatever it is we have to say forward. And I find it interesting. I find it the year of many closings, many endings, and many openings. And I just want to stay with the pop culture for a minute and, you know, what I referenced. I referenced two things. One was the Avengers, and the other thing was Game of Thrones. And the reason that I was struck by them is I went back in both cases and I looked at where were these two bodies of work 10 years ago, because that's really the timeline for Game of Thrones, right? And I thought about this, and I thought about what is it that happened in a movie theater when we're all watching Avengers, and clearly the last whole part of the last quarter of the movie, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And what I was struck by was that in the context of what we now see with the many invitations that are being given to us to do something different, create something different in a bold and brave way. We're seeing it in our politics. We're seeing it globally. We're just seeing it. And I wanted to ask you this. You know, what is the relationship, in your opinion, from what we're seeing both creatively and spiritually, and the Akashic Records?
We're seeing a reflection of ourselves. We're seeing where we want to be. Those movies that inspire us like that are bringing to our attention that it's okay to deviate from the norm that we used to use to what I label the new normal. So that's what they have in common. They inspire us, they entertain us, and they get us to think, and they give us permission to choose to be the wise one, to choose to be the kind one, to choose high road.
You
and
know,
the Akashic Records
yeah.
does that as well
mm-hmm.
because you get to see what's really going on.
Yeah.
A great example that I like to talk about is the mother who wanted her adult daughter to move out. Her husband had passed away, left everyone in a little trust fund. She had a nice car and a little job. The younger siblings had already moved out. And there was a little kitchen drama. You know, I want the salt and pepper one place. And, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the mom was just tired of it, you know. And so she was kind of, you know, just tired of it. So she asked her higher self about it. And that's one of the things I teach people, as you know from reading the book.
Yeah.
Connect with your wisdom channel, whatever it is, and ask and see the difference in the kind of answer. So when she asked her higher self, she got, you know, the kind of answer you and I might say, well, you know, try to be more patient. She's going to find her way, and she's maybe just a slow starter. And but the record keeper said to her that the daughter was afraid. And then, because she was in that high vibration, holding space, holding on to literally the energy of her daughter and her daughter's fear, she could feel it. Now, when you feel someone else's fear, and you're upset because they're not acting, and then you feel their fear, that upset's gone. Because you can't possibly hold a judgment when you can feel what they're feeling, because now you know why they're behaving the way they are. And then they always give advice. And this is something that is such a sweet part of it. You ask a question, they give the answer, and then they follow it with some advice. And they said to her, she will always be with you. She will be there for you when you need her. So she was a widow. She hadn't even, you know, she was a young woman in her mid-40s. She did not even think about maybe when she's old and frail, she's going to need someone to help her. Now, you know, the daughter has moved out. Everything's fine with them, and they're great friends, and they were great friends before the daughter moved out. They kind of healed that. But the very fact that the mom could let go of her expectation because she understood her daughter so much better. So that's what I mean when I say it's for soul growth, but at the same time, it mm-hmm. makes your life better because suddenly you don't have the need to evaluate something the way you used to, because they're showing you what's going on.
You know, it's fascinating we're talking about this and you share that story, right? Because I think that there is this acceleration for mass media to do that. You know, it's interesting, Maureen, because, and I'm going to go ahead and skip the next break. What I find interesting about it is I get asked a number of questions, you know, whenever I'm on another show, you know, and I'm being interviewed and I get asked questions, but I usually get asked questions about the network. And the questions that I get asked are something like, you know, Pat, you've kind of accomplished a lot, you know, created one of the first positive talk shows ever on radio, like Positive Talk. It was not a thing. And I don't know how people see me. I really don't know that they see me like that. And then they ask this question, Maureen, and I bet you get the same question. What is it that keeps you going? You're ready to expand your technology and go for, and launch 8 channels, and then you're going to share this technology with other networks. What is it? What is it about that? And they ask that question as if I actually have a logical answer. And I find that I used to make up an answer to that, right? Now I just say, you know what? I wake up today and I ask, Spirit, God, what is mine to do today? And I get an answer. And today when I woke up, it was that answer to keep doing what I'm doing. But sometimes that's not enough. The messages that are being driven, and I think they're soul messages. I think they're messages about integrity. I think, and believe it or not, I do. I think that what's happening in a mass media perspective, we're starting to see messages hit the world through the eyes of Hollywood, pop culture, whatever you want to call that. The messages are coming forth. But the quality of the messages And even when you look at something like the Hunger Games and the message that came out with them, we're finding that there are generations now that are absorbing these messages. And it's almost like being schooled about what's right, what's wrong, and what is. Are the Akashic Records here to provide a guide that, for many people, our pop culture is just not going to cut it, Maureen?
Well, the Akashic Records have been around for a long time.
Yeah, longer than the Avengers.
But the reason that we have access, easy access now, is because of a dispensation that was granted so that anyone could access this knowledge. Because, you know, in the old days, you could have a mystic or a shaman who could access the records and help.
Right.
But we're becoming more advanced. And we've got lots of technology to support that. But, excuse me, do we have an equal dose of spirituality to match our technology? And I don't think so.
No.
And I think that's what that's the void that's being filled.
No, that's right. I agree with you. But I didn't think about that answer the way you just said it. Because, you know, you and I do the work we do. And I will tell you, I don't even begin to say that I can't even begin to tell you that I understand the Akashic Records or what they are. But I will tell you that at different points in time in my life, I know I've been guided and I don't have a rational, logical explanation of that. And that's what I love about what you said, because 15 years ago when I first started this, Maureen, I was literally told that I hadn't earned my rite of passage to have access. So your message today is to really open up the doors, as you say in the title of your book, right? You know, opening
exactly.
the Akashic Records. But you're not just opening the Akashic Records. You're helping us understand that these are open for all of us. And I think that's the shift, right?
That's right. And, you know, speaking to your message, you know, I was labeled a practical mystic a long time ago. And it's because I'm looking at all these mystical things, the spiritual stuff that I love, and I want to put it into practice in my real life. You know, I raised a family, I worked, I paid bills, I'm just like everybody else. I had people not pay me, and all kinds of stuff happened. And you know that there's a way to work with it. And so every time I learned something, I ended up making it available for the public. You know, I was at a point at one point where, you know, I couldn't rub two pennies together, and I was, you know, in the midst of a budding career and barely scraping the bottom of the barrel, robbing from Peter, pay Paul, and I in the records I was told, keep dancing in the river of golden opportunity. And at the time, I thought, whoa, that's pretty cool. So I started meditating on that and developed a little meditation. And a couple of days later, I get a phone call from a friend of mine who owns an aromatherapy company. She's desperate. She's got three clients that each owe her $5K or more. Nobody's paid. She can't make her house payment. Blah, blah, blah. What am I going to do? And I said, well, you know, I got this little meditation in the records. Do you want to go through it with me? Oh, yeah, let's do it. Calls me back a couple hours later. That was so fantastic. I got a call from one of them, and they said they have a check waiting for me. I can come by and pick it up.
Yeah, yeah.
2 weeks later, same thing. Same drama, same story, same action. The third time it happened, I said to Spirit, am I supposed to publish that? Yes. And so that's one of the many guided meditations that I created. And I have a love of this kind of work because I know that many of us, and I'm sure you fit in this category where there's so many things that we share in common, that I had monkey mind.
Oh,
I couldn't sit still for 20 or 30 minutes with nothing on my mind. And so I created these guided meditations that take you to a deep place, and then you can sit still. Plus, they accomplish something. So I'm not just selling you something that I think you might need. I'm selling you something that I know you will benefit from, and that's my motivation.
Yeah, I was really struck in the book when I went through the book. I was really struck by, and let's talk about this for a minute. I know we've got about 5 or 6 minutes left. I got to the part of the book where, you know, you had some pictures in here. And I think it's keys to much more than a kingdom. And there were pictures in the book. And this is what I love about this. And we, as I went through this and I looked at each picture, and of course I looked at each picture before I got to understanding the answers that come. What you've done so beautifully in this book is you're not just telling us this is the Akashic Records and this is the way they work. You're saying you're going to get some answers. And you know what? I'm going to help you understand the answers that come. And I think that is really key for the world we live in. Because here's what you said before. We need to catch up to our technology. And if we're going to catch up to our technology, we're not going to have a lot of time to figure out whether or not we understand something or not. You know, there is a call to action. And so when I found this in the book, I was fascinated. Why was this section in the book so important for you to include in here? And the answers that come. And by the way, we'll give another copy of the book away. 1-800-930-2819.
Okay. So the reason this is so important is because the pictures are not definable.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, I went through these, and I got to tell you, as I was reading your book and I went through them, one of the pictures, and of course, I told everybody that I was going back and I was watching Game of Thrones. I went through the picture. One of the pictures in here, as I went through it, literally could have been taken, and I honestly can't tell everybody the punchline to this, could have been taken from one of the last scenes in Game of Thrones. It literally could have been that. And I went through it and I thought, well, wait a minute. Maureen wrote this book like what? Had to be like way before they figured out Game of Thrones, before it was even out. And I found it uncanny. Uncanny. And so understanding the answers that come are important. But there's a difference, Maureen, and I'd like you to share it, between understanding and analyzing. I think there's a difference.
So, first of all, the reason those pictures are there is to get you out of your linear mindset. Because everybody looks at a picture and then mentally categorizes it. You see a window, you see a statue, you see a vase, you know what it is, and you categorize it. But if you see these pictures, could mean many things. And you can't use your mind. You have to intuit what what is here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That exercise is probably the most important exercise. Because once you allow yourself to feel the answer, to intuit it instead of thinking it, you're on the track you need to be to receive the messages coming in from the Akashic Records. So that exercise is like paramount. And of course, it's a pity the book isn't printed in color, because if it were, those pictures would really pop. And certainly when I teach live, we have color pictures. But it doesn't matter, because I even had a student in one class who couldn't get online but was determined to participate, and she still got answers that were relevant to the pictures. And then what you do is you intuit from your own awareness, and then you open up to this energy of the Akashic Records. And the answers change in style and in form. The words are usually more grandiose than what you use in everyday language. It has a loftiness to it. There is a poetic part of it that feels special. And that alone is an identifier that lets you know you're in the records. Because A, you don't talk that way, and B, you wouldn't write that way.
Right. Right. Well, I'll tell you, I first of all, thank you. And I can't be clearer enough. When I looked at this, I knew that this book was written way before they decided what to put in Game of Thrones or not to put in Game of Thrones. And I was stunned by what I saw in the pictures, FYI for everybody. And I want to ask you this. I know we've got like a minute left. What would be this wisdom, practical wisdom, as I know you have, for folks right now, as we're looking at this, as we're talking about it, what is the practical wisdom that we can leave everyone with about opening up a new level of their own understanding and soul journey? And thank you for all that you do, Maureen.
If you doubt it, that it's possible, that means you're probably going to be really good at it, because you're inquisitive and you have inquiring mind. That's the first piece. And then the second thing I would say to people is practice makes perfect. You sit down to learn to play the piano. You sit down to learn the language. You do not do it overnight. And you give yourself the time to develop practice. And if you can, work with a partner, and that will really help you rock it.
Yeah, actually going to work with Linda on this, because you know what? I'm just warming up. I'm telling you, that's the way I feel today. 15 years later, and I feel I'm just warming up. And
well,
what,
and you know, it's funny. What,
yeah, yeah, tell me.
I have not seen Game of Thrones.
Okay. Oh.
And of course, now I'm going to go do what you did.
Oh.
But you know, I'm on the road so much.
Right.
A lot of times I don't have access to television or getting on the web. But even so, I have chosen to watch other shows, and even shows that are, kind of different kind of culture, different kind of audience, maybe.
Yeah.
Like the show Suits that ran for.
Oh, my God. I love Suits.
Every show, the redeeming quality that shines through, even when you know they have otherwise agendas, and then they think twice about it and they fix it. And every show is like that. And the writing, it was so remarkable. And I'm sure it's the same with Game of Thrones.
You've got to, I have to get you back. After you have done what I've done, binge watched it from beginning to end, and then I had to watch the ending 4 times, because here I have your book, and I'm reading it, and I'm watching it. And I got to tell you, I hope you will come back, because we are seeing something in our mainstream media that is so opening and awakening. Maureen St. Germain. Maureen, I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you.